Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for December 12th to the 18th of 2021. So you are invited to join us on this Sunday, December 12th for a couple of events that I will be co-hosting. Early in the day, 12 noon Eastern, which means 9 a.m. on the West Coast, I will be joining Shanta Gabriel to honor what she is calling the Portal of Unconditional Love. I feel like the 1010 portal helped us reset the self, the 1111 portal helped us step up to a new level of expression, and the 1212 portal activates what we will go forward and create in the world. It is a powerful exercise to pay attention and co-create with these energetic portals, so feel free to join us. There are links on my blog to register and donate $22. And then later that same day, at 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern or 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific, I will be joining Yeye Louisa Teach for Spinning the Moon with Mother Oshun, where she has designed a brilliant ritual for us to do that also has the intention of clearing the past year and setting us up for success in the coming new year. I am so excited about this one and plan to do many more in the future because ritual and ceremony are the ways we humans get to co-create with our own evolution. So I've put links in here to register and donate $50 to join us. And I will just add here that you need to register by Friday or Saturday because I think Eventbrite cuts off the registration first thing Sunday morning. I'll see what I can do to try to get that extended for last minute registrations. And I think it will be available for replay. So maybe there'll be another way for you to get it that way if you miss us. Meantime, I've created another goddess video that is an introduction to Oshun, and that is who we are honoring on 12/12. So check that out, and then let's dive into our forecast. On 12/12, it's going to be a very mystical day because of Neptune, okay? Now, in regular world, it might be a little frustrating, but in these other dimensions, we're going to be doing just fine. Sun squaring Neptune. This activation can cause self-doubt, self-delusion, and an overall confusion that seems to be sourced within or self-directed. It's only temporary. This is just the universe's way of slowing you down so that you can see where your goals may have been unrealistic or based on flights of fancy. If your energy is low and you're feeling challenged to see the bright side of things, it's better to just time out, rest, and replenish if possible. And most of all, do not initiate any grand plans as you are not really seeing things as they truly are at this time. Luckily, this is a pretty short-lived activation. Okay, so deep breath. The sun and what that's illuminating, squaring off with Neptune, causing a little confusion. But like I said, that's only if we're trying to do the mundane thing. In the mystical worlds, Neptune always helps, but you've got to be mindful of your boundaries. Then the next day, the 13th is Monday. Mars is going to enter Sag until January 24th. So prepare for a serious dose of righteousness. This energy can bring chaos or brilliance, your choice. It tends to make you blunt and painfully honest at times, and in the body, it's fire to be channeled through any kind of physical activity, walk, dance, or athletics. Learning something new is easier than usual. Maybe it's the perfect time to take some kind of dance class. Salsa, anyone? Try not to take anything too personal at this time and avoid petty arguments or fights if at all possible. Channel all that righteous anger, if you have any. When you channel your rage, which paralyzes, into outrage, which mobilizes, you can find a solution to any challenge. Don't forget to apply some of that brutal honesty when looking in the mirror, and remember to stand up for what you believe in. Deep breath. So Mars is who you are and what you want. Sag is the time of year when we dream the biggest dream and vision we can for the new year, so not a bad energy there to activate some vitality and passion and see what maybe needs to wake up for you for the new year. It'll also be very stimulating to any of your Sag, Gemini, Virgo, Pisces planets. Then on the 13th, Mercury enters Capricorn, and then I just added, and Aquarius, basically until March 9th. Here is the zone where it's going to retrograde. So first, it's going to go into Capricorn. Now that we've expanded and explored the possibilities in Sag, and which of them have any chi or life force energy in them, we can choose which ones to embody, express, and create containers for going forward. This is the time of year when we review all that we've accomplished with an eye toward what we can build on in the upcoming new year. We get a little more serious and focused on our goals and how we will accomplish them. We look at our exchanges to see which ones are solid and which ones are not, and we start to look at new commitments going forward. Mercury in Capricorn is going to ask us to get practical about the fundamentals, home and work, and self versus other. And then it's going to go into Aquarius and retrograde January 14th, asking us to review and revise our thinking where our unique contribution to the world is concerned. Then when it goes forward in Capricorn on February 3rd, we will be called to commit in some way, whether that is to commit to creating containers for our ideas or to new ways of expressing ourselves. Either way, we will be in this zone along with anyone else there, rewiring our ideas, thoughts, and concepts of those departments of life, and won't move on until March 9th when it moves into Pisces. Okay? So when I say either way we'll be in this zone along with anyone else, that means any planets you have in Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, Libra, but then when it gets to Aquarius, it's any planets you have in Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio. So deep breath. This is the department getting rearranged in terms of your thinking and self-expression. And I have scheduled all three Mercury retrogrades for the new year. There's going to be a wonderful class for each where I've created a three-part support system where we're going to get together three Wednesdays in a row, December 29th, January 5th, and January 12th. But you do not have to be there live to receive your custom goodies, the replay, and tools. And like I said, it's going to be a three-part thing. I have divinations and meditations and breath work all set up for the pre-shadow period, the actual retrograde, and the post-shadow period, which, like I said, is going to be most important to your Capricorn Aquarius departments and whatever else they affect. So if you want to navigate consciously and get those custom goodies and find out what Mercury is going to do to you personally this go-round, then you can register and donate $100 here. Also, because there are going to be three this year, I created a bundle. And you'll be able to register for that if you wanted to get all three at a discount. And then we close our week on Saturday the 18th with the full moon in Gemini, which is a complement to our Sag super new moon solar eclipse new beginnings. Remember that the full moon at this point is illuminating anything blocking that beautiful new Sag beginning we're kicking off. And it's more than just 1 year. This is like a 10 and 20 year cycle that we're kicking off. So Sag time always launches the research and development process of the year during November and December. This is when you reflect on the last year of your life and determine what it all really means. Virgo energy, which came through the last quarter moon, November 27th, helps you sort, sift, release, and integrate what is real for you personally and what is real for your body and daily reality that you have to navigate on a regular basis in real time. We're still processing, but not the idea of what's happening in your life at this time, but more like how much your physical body and nervous system can actually handle, process, or sustain in a 24-hour period. Deep breath. So see how we had to do that clearing first, and then we got to the Sag new moon, December 4th, which helps you intuit deeper meaning and develop a story and belief system that you personally can live with integrity. This is when we plant the seeds of living a more authentic, vital, and honest life. It's also the time when I give everyone permission to dream big, stretch beyond your normal limitations, and expand the vision for your life. So hopefully you've done that in the last 2 weeks. We had the first quarter moon today, December 10th, Pisces first quarter moon, which helps you process what's going on in your life through the filter of emotions and intuitions that you're feeling at this time. You may ask questions that help you discern what's really happening versus what you see through any kind of rose-colored glasses. First quarter always brings the first step on our new moon intentions. So in this case, you should follow your intuition because spirit's communication is always more subtle than literal. So I also recommend prayer, reverence in nature, intentional solitude, to hear your angels and ancestors who are wanting to speak to and through you at this time. Also, it's time to add some imagination to that vision. Flesh it out. Make it your own. Because this is leading to our Gemini full moon on the 18th, which is there to help you process the facts and information revealed. This is good for reviewing options, opportunities, and other ways to decide on what the best way for you is personally. The full moon always illuminates an area in need of attention. Sometimes with Gemini, it's simply making up your mind or making a decision or getting congruent instead of being pulled in too many directions. This Gemini full moon on the 18th supports a major data dump. We are releasing all old thinking, old ideas, old paradigms, old thought patterns, and most of all, old ways of communicating and expressing on multiple levels. It is a delicious opportunity to change your thinking in a fundamental way, which will shift the path you are on. As you release debilitating mental patterns with this full moon, you also let go and trust that you are creating a cleaner space for a more efficient aspect of your being to emerge. If it doesn't serve some kind of actual function, it has to go, which clears space for something more useful and relevant to support you in real time. We have crossed a bridge that is disintegrated behind us. We didn't burn it. There's nothing quote-unquote bad back there. There's actually nothing back there at all. So this is the time to focus forward and really decide what the story of your life is saying to your friends, family, community, and the universe. There are so many planetary alignments and global cycles during this time. Anything you can do on your personal individual level is, without a doubt, contributing to the larger story of Mother Earth. But even more importantly, her evolution is contributing to how your life story unfolds. This lunation supports changing our individual conceptions and perceptions in radical ways. What are you conceiving and perceiving at this time? It is an incredible time to be awake, alive, and participating consciously. Deep breath, which is another thing this lunation is good for. Awakening our consciousness, expanding it in some way. You've learned a lot in the last 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. So how can you embody that wisdom and express it going forward naturally? And of course, joining us in person can always help. So don't forget about those 12-12 events. You can certainly register and receive the replays as well, but it's always more powerful when we get together. Where two or more gather, the vibration, the light, everything is magnified. It's a beautiful thing. And we will offer our prayers for the world and for the new year and all that. So it will be a nice little prep before we all dive into the chaos of Western culture holidays, etc. All right, that is our forecast for the week. I am so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being part of my community. Thanks for listening. Reach out if you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.